Hello, everyone. It is June 30th, and that means that it's Audiomo Day 30, the last day, which is kind of mixed feelings about, but I'll talk about that in a minute. First thing I want to talk about is I wanted to do some follow-up on the Rising Star app. Watched the show last night with Holly. It was fun. It was kind of neat to vote. You can actually... It is doable. What you need to really do, though, is you need to know about the voiceover pass-through gesture, which is the double tap and hold, which basically, if you don't know about that gesture, because some people may not, it is a... basically, if an app has a gesture of its own that voiceover won't let you do, this pass-through gesture will let the app take whatever gesture it wants. But I'm actually going to talk more about that in a post on blind abilities, so you can check that out there if you want. But I wanted to, but it was a lot of fun. It was basically your kind of singing competition show where the people are singing. Right now it's the audition phase, and so you vote, or someone's auditioning, and you can vote yes or no. And then it's basically like if they get so many yeses. And if you elect not to vote, that's also a vote for no. Because so you have to like check in first. There's like a phase where you check in. It says that now you can, and that's when they give you the little blurb about the contestant. And then you vote yes or no. And it's kind of cool. It's actually sort of neat because I wondered how it would work live, because obviously the United States has, you know, so many time zones. It's got the two major time zones, Eastern and Pacific, and then I think, you know, Central and Mountain tend to pick one or the other of those. But what happens is if somebody has to get 70% yes to get through, and if they don't, then obviously they don't go through. But if they do get over 70% on the West Coast, then they're saved. So it's actually kind of cool, because I'm fortunate in where I am in Canada, because we get network feeds from all over the country. So I watched the ABC East Coast feed, and then I watched a little bit of the West Coast feed just to see what would happen. And there were a few people who got in that didn't get in the first time around. So they kind of have these little inserts they do. They cut to live. And, you know, let the person know that they made it this time, and then they go back to the pre-recorded show, you know, that would have been live 3 hours earlier. So it's kind of cool. Don't know how, if I'll keep watching it every week, you know, once the interactive novelty wears off, because I'm not as into singing competitions as a lot of people. I kind of got burnt out with American Idol several years ago, I think because it was on so much. But maybe once a week I can deal with it. Anyway, the next thing I want to talk about is tomorrow here in Canada is Canada Day, and I love Canada Day. Canada Day is actually one of my favorite holidays. I'm not even really sure why, but where I live, in the town I live, they have all kinds of stuff. Like, they've got a parade going on, they have these ethnic food booths, which I kind of love. You know, food from all, like, the Canadians, you know, who are from other places and whatnot that I kind of love, and then they have all stuff throughout the day, and then they have fireworks at nighttime, and I don't know, usually my whole family comes, and we all kind of get together. It's just sort of a summer thing, but it's one of my favorite holidays, so I'm looking forward to that. I may do some audio boost stuff there tomorrow. I don't know yet. I'll have to see. This is actually where I wish I had the ability to record in stereo, like a lot of you guys do. Because it would sound a lot better, but unfortunately I do not. But maybe I'll record something, although I can't really promise anything. But anyway, now goes I'm about to wind this up, and I was just thinking about Audiomo, and that this is the last day. And it's sort of an interesting feeling, because I've really enjoyed doing this. It's been sort of an interesting experience, but on the other hand, I will be a little bit glad when it's over, because I definitely realize that I don't always have stuff to talk about every day. And some of the audio boos that I've done haven't been that great. Sometimes there's been some repetition. But I have enjoyed it. I think I said in the very first show that the reason I wanted to do it was because I've done a lot of podcasts over the years, but they've always been with other people. And I've always admired people who do podcasts or do internet broadcasting on their own. Like, it's just them. And because I don't think I could, I didn't think I could ever do it. And so I wanted to do it more of an, as an exercise for myself to see if I could actually do something by myself and have the discipline of doing it every day. And I've been successful. I'm actually a little bit surprised. Although I guess once I actually committed to it, I was pretty sure that I'd be able to do it. But the only day that didn't come through properly was the one from the 28th. But I actually recorded it on the 28th. For whatever reason, Audio Boo decided to wait until the 29th. But I did record one every day, and it was a lot of fun. I hope that people have been listening, and I know that I've gotten a few comments, and I definitely appreciate anyone listening. And I know I picked up a few followers, you know, since the start of Audiobo. And I want to thank all of you for listening and for the feedback. And it's been a lot of fun. I think if they do this again, I think I heard somewhere that they do this in October. I may do it again. I may do another one of these Audiobo things the next time around. So you have been warned. Anyway, that's going to do it for this, for today and for Audiomo as a whole for me. You think after 30 days I'd be able to say Audiomo, but apparently not. So yeah, that's going to do it for me for this whole 30 days. It's been fun. Take care, everyone.